All right, we're joined now by Michael Barlow, one of the cult heroes, and if not one of the great Dockers to play for the Dockers. Mate, just talk about your rise to fame and obviously being the, I reckon, probably the original mature age recruit.
Well, yes, when I sat down, you said it's only going to go 5 minutes, so I'm not going to be able to... I think, I'm going to have to keep it brief, aren't I? So, no, it started off... where to start, really? When I first got here, being here tonight's very humbling, but my memories of being here and walking through the Fremantle door, it feels like yesterday. I was here for 7 years, and everything that happened was an unbelievable experience, and the people I met, lifelong friends, the professionals I met, the coaches, the sports science stuff. This club's just an absolutely amazing club. But I suppose back to your question, how it all started and the mature age stuff. It was challenging to get the opportunity first, and I just knew I had something to offer, and all I needed was the opportunity, and I got that. And I don't really talk much about the career beyond that, because getting that opportunity was just so significant and all I really, really needed to make it work.
Yep. In terms of what you said before, like just being persistent with your career and all that sort of stuff, was there a moment where you thought, do I just keep toiling away here, or you know, what really was the turning point for you in terms of like, yeah, I can do this?
I always had tremendous self-belief that I could do it. It was just getting, like I just said, it was just like getting that opportunity and getting a club to commit to me. And I owe it all really to my parents, who just continually backed me in and validated that belief that I had in myself. Because sometimes when you have the belief in yourself, that's all well and good, but you do need some prods and some people in your corner saying you are something special and you can make this happen. And for me, that was my parents and my family, that just continually saw the missing drafts and trying your hardest and doing the training and not getting the chance. But I suppose the self-belief was there, but the family support was unrivaled. So that's pretty special to eventually get there. And everything I did from there, they just absorbed it, were involved. And there were still some shit times, but on the whole, it was a pretty good experience.
Yeah, and obviously the whirlwind start of, you come in first game, 33 touches, couple of goals. Mm. How was that settling into AFL? Because, I went and had a look today at your stats in your first season, and it just, it's unbelievable. I actually compared you to Chris Judd, mate. You blow him out of the water in your first season.
I was a bit older than Chris Judd. Yeah. I'll take that. He would have been 18. And I reflect on it a fair bit that first year, and I feel like that was, and not to sound anything above what I was, but that was the easiest year of football I had I'd ever played, because it wasn't easy, but it was you were surrounded by professional athletes and blokes that were full time, and so the ball's coming to you better, and I was fitter because I was training, the training load that became your job, so I found it the easiest and most I suppose not enjoyable, I shouldn't say, but the easiest year of football, because I'd come from a toiler and a grinder and all that to a full-time athlete surrounded by a team that was going places as well. We had a really good year that year that really helped. So things were good, and very memorable first year, and from there it didn't really change. It was all very memorable.
Talk us through the hype of the 2013. I know for us... I've banged on about the, I sold memorabilia in order to get over there and watch the grandy, but I just can't imagine, as a player, what was it like, the build-up and all that sort of stuff? Obviously, the ultimate grand final.
It's more surreal and more kind of tingly and nice like this when you come tonight and you watch the montage of the years that Pav's talking about and Fifey's talking about, when you get so close and you ride the wave and it all... When you're involved in it, when it's going, it's quite methodical. Not to say there weren't moments. There were definitely moments where you're like, this is pretty special. I remember getting the bus from training to the airport, 2013 grand final. And there were it was like you were... I said to Lachie Neal, and it was funny because he was the Harry Styles lookalike at the time. I was like, it feels like you're One Direction walking through the Heathrow Airport. It was just something else. And their memories I'll treasure forever. And I sat next to Crowls tonight when the stuff happened. It's kind of a dejected breathe out sometimes when you talk about those moments, because like we had an opportunity. But I'll always look back on those times really fondly and look at it a period of supreme satisfaction that we achieved something really special, regardless it wasn't the pinnacle, but with this very special group of players.
Yep. Fantastic. And finally, mate, the fans are calling for it, the Out of Bounds podcast. Yeah. What's happened to it?
Oh, man.
It's kind of gone off
well,
the radar.
Well, now looking at you two, everyone's doing a podcast now, isn't it? So
we've got two podcasts, mate. If us two can do it, any mug can do it.
I've got to find another point of difference somehow. I'm finished playing, I've done some media stuff and so I've got time. I'm just trying to find the right thing to do. Well, you know, like, 'cause I think at the moment it's all about a bit of a point of difference. It's finding something that's a bit unique. So there's something in the works, but I've been saying that for a while, so I'll try and get it moving.
Mate, as long as it's not Docker's preview or review, which we're doing, that's our territory. You got a couple of big rigs to deal with.
I won't jump on that.
Michael Barlow, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. And thanks for the night. And I just want to thank the fans for voting for me and the team. It was a surreal experience.